Chapter 5. Sunshine Returns. After this difficult period, the next 12 years passed very happily. Kathy, Catherine, and Mr. Linton's daughter brought sunshine into the dark house. Mr. Linton himself was her teacher, and by the age of 13, she had still never been outside the limits of Thrushcross Grange. Wuthering Heights and Heathcliff did not exist in her world. Mr. Linton never spoke to his sister, Isabella, even after she left Heathcliff. She lived on her own with her son for 13 years, and Edgar did not contact her. But when she died of an illness, he went to get her son. He left me to take care of Kathy. While Mr. Linton was gone, Kathy would go out on long walks over the fields every day and return late in the afternoon. One day, the naughty young girl didn't come back at the regular time, so I went looking for her. I asked a farm boy who was fixing a fence if he had seen Kathy. "I saw her this morning," he said. "She walked over those hills." He pointed in the direction of Wuthering Heights. My heart sank at these words, and I ran on as fast as I could. My heart pounding, and with tears in my eyes, I ran up to the house, where I found her inside, sitting with Harriton. Thank God Heathcliff was not at home.
"Well, miss," I said angrily, "come outside right now. You have done a very bad thing."
But Kathy ran away from me, while Harriton and the maid just watched and laughed.
"Miss Kathy, if you knew whose house this was, you'd be glad to get out," I shouted angrily.
"Is it your father's?" Kathy asked, looking at Harriton.
"No," he replied, looking down and going red.
"Is it your master's?" she asked.
Harriton's face grew even darker, and he cursed.
"Who is his master?" continued Kathy brightly. "He said this was his house, but he looks like a servant."
Harriton's face was almost black with anger by now.
"Go get my horse now," Kathy ordered. "Don't just stand there."
"I am not a servant, damn you," growled Harriton.
"What did you say?" gasped Kathy.
"Damn you, you witch!" Harriton shouted.
Kathy turned to me, astonished.
"But Ellen, how can he dare to speak to me like that?"
She turned to the maid.
"You, get my horse now!"
"Softly, miss," the maid answered. "It would be better if you were polite. Mr. Harriton here is not the master's son, but he is your cousin."
"Ellen, don't let them say these things to me," Kathy said with tears in her eyes. "How could he be my cousin?"
"Hush," I said, and I led her outside. Harriton had decided to be kind to Kathy, so he led her horse into the yard. As she climbed up, he offered her a little dog as a gift, but Kathy said,
"Ellen, make him go away."
3 weeks after he had left, Mr. Linton returned with his nephew, Linton Heathcliff. When Mr. Linton got down from the carriage, his nephew was still sleeping inside. Mr. Linton woke the sleeping boy and lifted him to the ground. He was a very thin, weak-looking boy with large, sad eyes and very light skin and hair.
"This is your cousin Kathy, Linton," Mr. Linton said.
"I want to rest," yelled the boy.
He shrank away from Kathy and started to cry. When we sat down to tea, Linton started crying again.
"I can't sit on a chair."
"Go lie on the sofa then," answered his uncle patiently.
Kathy sat beside Linton and took care of him like a little mother. She fed him his tea and kissed his cheeks. I worried what might happen if Heathcliff came and took back his son. How could a fragile little creature like this survive at Wuthering Heights? Sure enough, that night a servant from Wuthering Heights came to the house and demanded to take Linton away. Mr. Linton was very upset and tried to argue, but the servant was firm. So the next morning at 5 o'clock, I began preparations to take Linton to Wuthering Heights. Before I left, Mr. Linton made me promise never to tell Kathy that Linton had gone to live so close. He still wanted to hide Wuthering Heights from her at all costs. It was hard to get the lazy boy out of bed so early in the morning,
but news that he was going to live with his father made him open his eyes wide.
"My father?" he asked. "Mama never told me I had a father, and anyway, I'd rather stay with my uncle."
"He is your father, and you must go to him," I replied.
"But why have I not heard of him before?" asked Linton. "Why didn't Mama and he live together as other people do?"
"His work kept him here," I answered.
"And why didn't Mama speak to me about him?" continued the child. "How am I to love Papa if I don't know him?"
"Oh, all children love their parents," I said. We arrived at Wuthering Heights just as Heathcliff was finishing his breakfast.
"Hello, Nellie," he said. "You've brought my property."
He got up and looked at Linton.
"God!" he exclaimed. "Damn my soul! He's worse than I expected, and I wasn't expecting much."
The child, trembling all over, hid his face on my shoulder and started crying.
"Tut, tut," said Heathcliff, dragging him roughly between his knees. "You really are your mother's child."
He felt Linton's thin arms and looked at his small fingers and golden hair.
"Do you know me?" asked Heathcliff.
"No," said Linton.
"You've heard of me at least."
"No,"
he replied again.
"What a wicked woman your mother was," Heathcliff growled. "Nellie, you can go home now," he said, turning to me.
"Well, I hope you'll be kind to the boy," I replied.
"I'll be very kind to him. You needn't worry," he said, laughing. "Yes, Nell, my son will own Thrushcross Grange someday. I'll make sure of that if he doesn't die. Besides, he's mine, and I want the triumph of seeing my son the lord of their property. My child will be hiring their children to work on their father's land as farm boys and maids. I hate this boy, but I need him to complete my revenge, so he will be brought up like a gentleman. I've ordered Hareton and the servants to obey him. I'm sorry he's such a miserable, weak little creature, though."
That day at Thrushcross Grange was a sad one. Little Kathy cried her heart out, finding that Linton had gone. For months after that, she would constantly ask when she would see him again, but over the next few years, she gradually forgot him. At first, I worried about him too, so when I saw Heathcliff's maid in town a few months later, I asked about the boy. But I was disappointed to learn that Linton had quickly become a very selfish and mean young man who mistreated the servants just as Heathcliff mistreated him. So as time went on, my interest in him dried up too. 3 years later, on Miss Kathy's 16th birthday, she asked me to go with her to a spot out on the fields where she knew there were some birds' nests. I put my hat on and off we went, with Kathy running ahead of me. She was a happy, innocent creature in those days.
"Well," I said, "I don't see your birds' nests, Miss Kathy, and we are not far from the edge of our property." "Oh, a little further, only a little further, Ellen," was her answer. Finally, I told her we must halt and go back, but when I shouted to her, she just ran over a hill, and I lost sight of her. When I finally struggled to the top, I saw her standing beside Heathcliff and Hareton, not far from Wuthering Heights.